One thing I hope that has become clear from this training is that marketing and social media marketing is something that, once planned properly, fits into your business in the same way as doing your books or managing your stock. You have a system and a process and can move on with growing your business and keeping your customers happy. That's why having the ability to schedule posts is a lifesaver. Content schedulers allow you to schedule content for days, weeks, and in the case of a couple of them, even months in advance, without having to worry about making new posts daily, especially if you are using the content planner from the previous content creation training. Many social platforms let you schedule posts in advance, but you need to have your image ready before you schedule it. A bonus with Canva is that it has a scheduling feature that enables you to schedule your content without having to leave the Canva workspace. So in this training, we're going to have a look at how you can use the Canva content planner to create and schedule your social media posts. So it's also important to note that the content planner is only available with the pro version. Works out to $18 a month. There are annual plans. You can also take advantage of the free 30-day trial period just to test it and see how well this feature works for your business and the way that you operate. And although you might see the content planner when you're using the Canva free version, it won't actually be accessible until you pay. And a lot of these online platforms are like that. How do you schedule social media posts in Canva? With Canva, you can schedule onto Facebook, Instagram Business, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. And it offers two ways to schedule your content for all of these social media platforms. The first way is using the Canva editor. Now, it's easy to schedule content with the Canva editor because you can design and schedule your post directly from the same window. You just need to make sure that your social media account that you want to post to has already been connected. So once you've created the design that you want to post, you click on the three dots in the top right-hand corner, select schedule from the list of options, and then choose the time and the date that you want to schedule the post for and hit next. From there, you pick the social media platform that you want to schedule the post to. And this is a second phase that, if you haven't integrated your accounts already, Canva will ask you to do that. Then you write a caption for your post and hit schedule. Now, the second way is actually using the Canva Content Planner. And this is very similar to the other two platforms that we'll be looking at, which is Buffer and Meta Business Suite. So using the Content Planner, with this method, you actually have a calendar view, which makes it a lot easier. So you navigate to the Content Planner on the left-hand side of the screen, pick a date from the calendar, hit the plus sign, and select the content that you want to schedule. Then you tap on schedule, choose the platform, add a caption, and away you go. Now, the main difference between using the planner as opposed to going directly from your design is that using the planner, you can check which days you've already scheduled content so you don't have any double ups. You can choose a scheduled date and a time, which is easier this way, especially if you tend to randomly select times, unless you have a specific time every single day. Now, let's just say that you've scheduled a post, but you need to edit it. So if you've got it scheduled, you realize there's a mistake, and you need to edit it. Even if it's scheduled, you can still edit it and it won't go live. You select the scheduled post that you want to edit, hit the three dots, tap the edit design, make the changes, and then reschedule. When you schedule a post on one social media profile, you can actually schedule it on all the other social media platforms as well by selecting your other accounts. Now, Canva also shows you a list of paused posts, so you can check this later if you forget to reschedule any post that you've edited. There is a downside to using Canva as a scheduling tool. The first thing is there is a limit to the number of posts you can schedule. You're limited to 25 posts at a time. The content planner doesn't support Instagram stories and reels, but you can do that from the Canva mobile app. And there is a limit to the number of hashtags that you can add to an Instagram post. And then the final thing is you can't schedule carousel posts to Instagram either. So you are a little bit limited if you are going to use Canva as a scheduling tool. But you can have a play. And again, we're going through three options so you can decide which one works best for you. In the next training, we're going to be working through Buffer. And Buffer is the scheduling platform that Head Office uses. It will bring you in alignment with what Head Office is doing. That's Buffer, which we're doing next.